here. All right. Well, so good to see so many people here. And let's open this business meeting with a moment of silence, followed by the we version of the Serenity Prayer. God, grant us the serenity to accept the things we cannot change, courage to change the things we can, and wisdom to know the difference. Okay, as Kunani mentioned, there is 400 hard copies. There's also a QR code. Did he mention that? Okay, so is someone going around with the QR code, Kunani, or did you take off from the business meeting? Bob, do you know about the QR code?
I'll see if I can find it.
Okay, so Bob's going to see if he can find it. But the other thing is that you can go onto your device, onto prasa.org, and the whole business meeting packet is on there. So this is my fourth year chairing the PRASA business meeting, and typically the last. But I do want to say, you know, doing this for the last 4 years has been actually very fun. It's been an honor to do, and for those of you that have been in these business meetings, any or all of the last 4 years, we have done a lot. There has been several ad hoc committees that have updated and revised our guidelines. There have been two new positions for PRASA created, the web servant and the archivist, which are appointed by our current trustee. We've had a lot of difficult conversations and motions. Some passed, some didn't. And so I just want to say congratulations to everyone. It's, you know, pretty difficult to have a business meeting once a year and get some stuff done, but we have. So thank you for all that you've done. Appreciate it. And now I would like to announce our timer is going to come up and talk about how we'll be timed during discussion once we get there. Thank you.
Thank you, Kathy, and everybody here. My name is Joe. I'm an alcoholic. And the sharing from the floor microphones will be timed at 2 minutes. The yellow light comes on at 90 seconds, and the red light at 2 minutes, followed by the loving applause, of course. Okay? If the speaker is being interpreted, that time is going to be doubled so that you have 4 minutes, and the yellow light will come on at 3 minutes. And that's about it. So right, easy peasy. Thank you, Kathy.
Thank you, Joe. All right. Next on our plate to do is to accept the current business meeting procedures. They have not changed since last year. They are in your packet. And what I would like to do by a show of hands, do you have a question about that? Can't hear you. Oh, don't need a motion. Thank you. Just need to see by a show of hands who is in favor of using the current business meeting procedures. Are there any opposed? Okay, thank you. And next is our minutes from PRASA 2025. They are in your packets or on the website. And I also want to ask for a sense of this body if we are okay with Sherry not having to read through the full minutes. So by a show of hands, who would be in favor of not having Sherry read through the full minutes? Any opposed? Okay, unanimous. Thank you. And so, are there any questions on the minutes? Okay, I'll entertain a motion to approve the 2025 Prosa Business Meeting minutes. Please go to the mic and state who you are so we can get those in the minutes. Yes.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm Sandy.
What's
I'm an
your
alcoholic.
Name?
Sandy?
Sandy.
Yes, I'm an alcoholic, just like all of us, I hope. So in the 2025 minutes, we had $8,917 for interpretation. Where did that money go?
That would be probably a question for the treasurer report. This is just to approve the minutes that were taken at the last Prosa Business meeting.
Okay.
Let's wait till the treasurer gives their report.
Understood.
Okay, thank you, Sandy.
Jeff, alcoholic.
Hi, Jeff.
I move to approve the minutes.
Jeff makes a motion to approve the minutes. Is there a second?
Eric L., Area 6, second.
Eric, second. All right, is there any other discussion or questions? All right, all in favor of approving last year's minutes, please raise your hands. Any opposed? Okay, thank you. All right, now I would like to invite Steve up to give us the financial report, the treasurer's report for 2025 Prosa in Alaska.
Mahalo, Kathy. Aloha, everyone. My name is Steve. I am an alcoholic. I served last year as the treasurer for Prosa 2025. And in closing out the books, I completed the standard financial report, the form you should find in your packet at approximately page 8. So I'm just going to hit the big numbers, but I do have a mea culpa. Last month, I forwarded the wrong financial report to Kanani, which has been included in this packet. There's two or three numbers that have changed, and I can highlight those for you. But total cash received at Prosa 2025, including the seed money, was $118,250. Total cash expenditures was $73,985. For those of you who have the incorrect paper form in your business packet, category 23 registration, the correct number is $1,952. Category 26 program, the correct number is $2,803. Category 27, publicity, the correct dollar amount is $2,572. And with those three corrections, as I said a moment ago, total cash expenditures is $73,985. Net cash at closing was $44,265. That is a corrected number. After the $1,500 seed money distribution to the second PRASA, per the PRASA guidelines, net cash available for final distribution was $42,765. At this point, if you have any questions, I will be happy to attempt to answer those correctly. Someone had a question about interpretation.
Mike, alcoholic. I was going to ask if you could repeat those corrections, line number and amount quickly.
I will. Thank you, Mike. Category 23, it's about mid-page on the financial report. Category 23 is registration. The correct dollar amount is $1,952. Category 26, program. The correct dollar amount is $2,803. Category 27, publicity. The correct dollar amount is $2,572. And so again, the corrected total cash expenditures is $73,985. Okay.
Hi, Nathaniel, alcoholic.
Nathaniel.
Can I just ask about the $1,500? Have we ever raised that money? And the $1,500 that gets passed, the seed money that's passed along, have we ever raised that $1,500? And is that an adequate amount?
That is a PRASA guideline requirement of $1,500. I do not have the history on that, so I can't explain to you. That would be better directed to a PDAB PRASA board member.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello, Norman, alcoholic. I think the answer might be if we had 40,000 plus to distribute, the first 1,500 goes to the PRASA two away, and then the remainder gets distributed to the other four. Process.
That is correct.
So that may help to answer Nate's question.
All right. Thank you, sir.
My name is Tom. I'm an alcoholic.
Tom.
So we came very close to breaking even. That's awesome. So I just have a quick question. What kind of items are included in the other cash received on line 10?
Other cash received was the ice cream. We sold tickets. I think there were $5 tickets for the ice cream social Saturday night last year. That revenue went into other meals. And there was a lot of cash received when purchases or registrations were paid for, and members would say, keep the change. So all of that added up to $3,830. Anyone else?
Oh. Hi, Sandy, alcoholic again. So last night we had our GSR meeting, and it was brought to my attention that we had money reserved for translation, right? So in these minutes, there was $8,917 used for translation.
Yes, ma'am.
Where did that money go for this conference?
You bought this year's PRASA or last year?
Were there interpreters last conference that were paid out with this $8,917? Who was there equipment also that was used? Like, how did this money get distributed? And then also to caveat that, what's being used for this conference? Yes.
I can speak to the expenditures for last year,
okay,
2025. And the total for interpretation and translation, the interpretation was $8,917, and the translation was $945. And the Interpretation Translation Committee hired professional-level interpreters, translators, and the funds also covered their travel expenses to bring them up to, take them up to Anchorage, and their travel and accommodations.
Thank you.
Just to clarify, Sandy, are you asking So each PRASA host committee is an autonomous committee and makes their own decisions about translation, interpretation, what costs, you know, what things to purchase. Is that kind of your question?
Yes.
So this is the financials for last year. So that question is really not for the Alaska process, PRASA.
It is also because, you know, historically, we just wanted to know where the money was, what it was used for, and how we can better this one, right? So on top of this conference, I'm also asking what was used before. So I understand, because this is my first PRASA, and being only 2 years sober, I want to understand, and I'm sure the other people want to understand too, how our money is being utilized. So with love and grace, I'm just trying to understand for better knowledge.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
You know, the seed money, the host committee begins with an amount of seed money from previous host committees, overages, and then they make those decisions going forward about interpretation, translation, how to do that.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Mahalo. Thank you.
Thank you so much to Steve. And seeing no further questions, is there a motion to approve the 2025 financial report from PRASA that Steve presented?
I'm Sarah, I'm an alcoholic, and I make a motion that we approve the 2025 budget as presented by our treasurer.
Thank you, Sarah.
Normal alcoholic.
Kenny, alcoholic. Area 17, District 8, GSR for Welcome Home. I second that motion.
Thank you. What is your first name again?
Kenny.
Kenny, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Normal alcoholic, I think that the motion she made was to approve the budget, but no, it's the financials. Right?
Yeah, the financials, the financial report. Mm-hmm. Did I say budget? Oh, okay. The person who made the motion said budget.
Sorry, I'm Sarah. I'm an alcoholic from Area 69, District 10, Treasurer. I need to amend the motion. It is, in fact, to approve the Treasurer financial report for 2025 PRASA.
Thank you. And does the person who seconded that, Kenny, are you in agreement?
Kenny, alcoholic, Area 17, District 8, GSR, for Welcome Home. I agree with that amendment. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. All right. It's been moved and seconded. All in favor? All right. Any opposed? Sherry was saying, you know, I use the word presented, which I was saying that because Steve changed the numbers, what he presented. Okay. Everyone understood that. All right. So we've moved past that, and now we are on to Courtney, the chair of the PRASA Delegate Advisory Board.
Hi, everyone. My name is Courtney. I'm an alcoholic serving Western Washington Area 72 as a Panel 75 delegate. So first, I'd like to thank the amazing PRASA host committee. I mean, this has been an incredible event. So I can't imagine a more beautiful location. So what is PDAB? The purpose of PDAB is to assist each PRASA committee with planning the upcoming PRASA, to support the efforts of the committee in making decisions on the details of the next PRASA. So as a member of PDAB, we are six delegates. So the previous hosting delegate, Area 02, the current hosting delegate of Area 17. We have the 2027 hosting delegate, me. And then we have the next year's, which is going to be Heather N. from Area 18. And then the following host delegate for 2029, Adrian. And then the following 2030 hosting delegate, Mike from Area 69, Utah. And of course, our amazing Pacific Regional Trustee, Riley. So thank you. So prior to serving as the PDAB chair, I had no idea what PDAB was. So I also didn't realize the responsibility of being that as part of a delegate. So FYI, there's other delegates, future delegates in the room. No, you may end up on PDAB. So we're a small but mighty committee. So what we do is we work behind the scenes to collect past and current PRESA documents to help create this packet in front of you. We're supported by our past regional trustee, Kathy, so thank you for your support in this process. And the PDAB chair committee is just, it's been a wonderful learning opportunity. I've gotten to know the current PDAB delegates better, which has been fantastic. It's been a service opportunity that it's just continued to enrich my experience as a delegate. So I'm grateful for to work with these amazing delegates, to get the opportunity to see you and help support you in this process. And I love being part of Alcoholics Anonymous. I look forward to attending the next PRASA as a member, and happens to be in Seattle. So, you know, I can't promise you the sun and the sunburns that I've seen around here, but I can guarantee beautiful scenery, delicious seafood, and an amazing city. So please bring your rain jacket, rain boots for March in Seattle. And thank you for making this such an amazing PRASA, and we look forward to hosting you next year.
Thank you, Courtney. All right. We have one item in old business. It is a motion that has not, it was submitted either last year or the year before, but not brought to the floor. So is Marilyn here? Yes, please go to the mic and make your motion.
I had this all organized on my iPhone, and then I moved.
It's on the first page of the agenda under old business. If anyone has a copy, they can.
I'm on page one.
Page 7 of the business meeting packet. Thank you.
I'm Marilyn. I'm an alcoholic. I'm Area 72's archivist.
Hi, Marilyn.
Our motion is that we make a motion to amend the motion, no. To add the PRASA guidelines as follows. Under advanced planning and the PRASA archives advisor and the PRASA web servant should attend the assembly, which shall pay their expenses in full. And under PRASA archives advisor and PRASA web servant add attend PRASA each year and give a report to the assembly. Was submitted by us last year.
Thank you, Marilyn. Is there a second?
Aloha, I'm Mike L. I'm the Archives Chair for Hawaii Area 17, and I second that motion.
Thank you. And Marilyn, if you wanted to speak to that, you could now, and anyone who, now we're opening for discussion.
And we do have two voices that are in the room, too. Lauren? Lauren is first, and then Mitchell also wants to add to what we've been doing. It's part of the background of our motion that was submitted last year.
Hello, I'm Lauren, a alcoholic, past delegate, panel 71, Southern California, Area 5. It's hard to say how much, I want to speak in favor of this, of course. It's hard to say how much it will cost to send these members to PRASA. Of course, Hawaii is expensive, but others in rotation may be drivable, and airfare and hotel more affordable. The point is that archives are our history and need to be maintained and have growth from PRASA to PRASA with current histories added. And PRASA already funds a number of people, the trustee, the regional trustee, the Saturday night speaker, the luncheon speaker, interpreter, Spanish and ACL, travel expenses for next year's PRASA chair, the people who record Smile, God Loves You. So costs for all of these people depend on a number of things, where they live, where PRASA is, adding costs for funding PRASA archivists and web servants would actually be a small percentage of the overall PRASA budget and is necessary so they can attend PRASA every year. Thank you.
Thank you, Lauren.
Mitch Alcoholic, Area 9 archivist. I'm also the PRASA Archives Advisor. In my role as PRASA Archives Advisor, I coordinate with other PRASA archivists to collect the material that we've created from PRASA. And it's a unique challenge because it's an independent entity. The conference exists for the period of the time we're here. As that material is shared from the current PRASA to the future, it never resides in a formal location. In the past, materials were put into suitcases and passed from member to member. And then over time, there have been gaps when we're not entirely sure where the content is. So in my role over the last two consecutive appointments has been to collect as much material as we're able to, digitize that content, so recordings, programs, financial information, guidelines, documentation about, and then collect the documentation, which is usually the pass it on content, all of the business planning, and arrange that in a manner that's accessible to PDAB planners, and eventually membership would be able to access some of this content in coordination with the PRASA web servant. As a past delegate, I find PRASA to be immensely important. So I was able to fund myself to attend this conference, but our web servant was not able to. And I think there's value in being able to report back on that, the progress of our work. And if I rotate on the next panel, or next to the next PRASA advisor, I have material, procedures, manuals, and documentation for the work that we've created over the last few years. We're right on we're now at an opportunity moving forward to begin making this more publicly accessible. So as part of our strategy, trying to create access to content year-round when PRASA exists only for a certain period. So it's a challenge we have. Collect the material, but also make sure it's accessible.
Thank you, Mitchell. Marilyn?
Kathy, can I speak to something now?
You can
that
speak
I'm more
to the
organized?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you all. My phone is in my control right now. The point of this motion was that the regional trustee named these roles, but there is no opportunity for these trusted servants to report their activities. This motion would allow them to have their expenses paid in full to attend PRASA so they can go every year and be available to answer questions, offer guidance, and make a report. This report could be given in a variety of ways depending on time and what size is on the agenda. if there is only time for a short oral, they could do that, or they could provide a written. How many of you have attended a panel at PRAZA that spoke to your heart and changed your life? That's what we're trying to get you access to. We've got the 2022 panels on a laptop that can be shared. But that's just a smattering or a tiny bit of what this work involves. And it occurs over time with continuity. And the attendance would make a profound difference in future PRAZAs. There is a history book. How many of you know that there is a PRAZA history book with a phenomenal section called Memory Lane? That's what I thought. It was done by a past delegate. He put it together. Anyway, the point is, it's our goal in our guidelines to actually update that annually. But in the spirit of rotation and the pace of this meeting, without that continuity that we could get with the attendance of these two roles at this event and the ability for them to plan on it, we could update that book and allow that to be accessible to all members. That gives you an idea of your own past, because PRAZA is all 15 areas, right? So if we fix this, we're fixing a problem, a systemic problem for 15 areas. So thanks for letting me share.
Thanks, Marilyn.
Aloha, I'm Mike. I'm the current Archives Chair for Area 17, and I'm speaking in favor of this motion. I could not have done the archives the way it's been done here without the cooperation of Sherry, who is the archivist in Alaska, Marilyn, who was in Alaska and in the archives room up there, and Mitchell, who's showed me a lot, including, you know, how to preserve the big book that we do have. And, you know, I can't speak about the web servant, but definitely to have an archivist from PRAZA that makes sure things do get carried from one area to the next, I feel is very important and a great benefit. Thanks.
Thank you.
Hi, everyone. My name is Renee. I'm an alcoholic, past delegate, Area 69. I just have a question, because it's not included in the motion or clear. Is this, like in our areas, we have our archivist that is long-term. We just keep reaffirming them. Are you speaking to creating a more permanent position with a term of service? Yeah. Could you clarify that for me?
Yeah, let me clarify that. Thank you, Renee. For those of you that weren't here a few years ago, we had an ad hoc committee that recommended we have a PRAZA archivist and web servant, and that passed. And those folks are appointed by our current, whoever the current regional trustee is. They serve for a two-year term, and they can be reappointed one time, so they can serve for two-year terms. The hope is to stagger them at some point. And so hopefully that answered your question, Renee. Yeah, okay. And that's in the guidelines. Those positions were already created and their job descriptions. This motion is about funding them to adding to the guidelines that they give a report and are funded to PRAZA to do that. Is there any? Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't see you there.
Hey, no worries. Hey, Erin, alcoholic. I'm definitely for this as well. I love that these positions exist. But if we're going to appoint somebody to a position, I don't think we should be forcing them to have to pay to be at a position. Not only that, but if they can't afford to be able to come to a PRAZA because we're not helping fund their way,
they were missing out on a lot of on their reports on what we could be getting as a fulfillment of their position, not just the archives, which we already had a few questions about the history of PRASA, but also the technology part of it, which we are moving in that direction. We just had a whole panel on technology, and I think that's the direction that we're going, and we should embrace this fully.
Thank you. And over here.
Crystal Alcoholic. I had a couple of comments and then maybe some clarification from Mitchell or Marilyn. I am in the position of being the chair for PRASA 2027, and we are putting together the registration fees. And it's difficult to try and keep the registration costs as low as we can. And then so I just want you to consider that. That means, you know, the host committee kind of struggles to make sure that we keep registration costs as low as we can. So now we're adding more things. That's something to consider. Your registration costs are going to reflect as we add more people. The second thing is, we've asked Kathy to chair our business meeting for the last 4 years, and we have not paid for her we don't pay for her. It's not in the guidelines to ask our past person to come chair our business meetings, and she gets up there and does a function for us. That's my question. I don't understand, Mitchell, is it just giving a report at the mic, or are you physically moving and storing and bringing the archives? One person, not the whole committee, because we're talking about paying for one person. So if it's archives, what does Webb do physically that they need to be at this meeting besides giving a report? Because I see what Kathy does, who we don't pay for. So what is it physically that you would do that we would pay for?
Thank you, Crystal. Okay, go ahead and you can answer, Mitchell.
Sure. Mitchell, Alcoholic, PRASA Archivist. Thank you for the question. When the motion was formed, it was suggested that the position be funded, not necessarily the individual. So my certain circumstances are, I do bring historical material, archival content from our area. In my PRASA role, it would be to provide the reports, be able to ask questions, and then interact with the current PRASA and the forthcoming PRASA. In the questions in the past have always been, what do we collect, how do we report it, how do we generate these subsequent reports, in the pass it on, but how do we also document the history of our work? Having that engaged in a one-to-one session during the content of PRASA. At the same time, I'm also collecting memorabilia documentation to include into the repository. So as much as I have born digital content, I also replicate that with physical content, including any of the other posters, documentation, photographs of the pins, things that can be useful for planning purposes. So there's value in having the archivist present to be able to answer questions. But the position was really funded, was proposed to be funded for a position. My own circumstances allow me to be able to travel on my own resources. I was thinking more of the next person who follows me to give them the opportunity to be present. And the same for the web servant.
Thank you, Mitchell. Over here.
My name is Lou and I'm an alcoholic.
Hi, Lou.
Has anybody on PDAB done an analysis of approximately how much that is going to cost PRASA each year? Have they done an analysis as to whether or not PRASA can afford it? And where is this money going to come from? The lady mentioned they might have to increase the registration fee to pay for these folks to come, on PDAB's dime. So has anyone done that analysis?
The PDAB's role is not to have anything to do with the finances for PRASA or determining that. PDAB's role, do you want to come up and say the purpose of PDAB? You probably have it in front of you, Courtney.
Yeah, Courtney Alcoholic. So it's also in some of the guidelines information, but what we do is we assist the PRASA committee with, you know, some upcoming PRASA, planning some of the upcoming PRASA, like, for example, if there was some challenges, they may come to us and ask questions or needs for support. If there is a motion that's proposed, we take that and we work with the individuals to make sure that we it's worded well. If they're going to provide any background, we collect the background from them, which would go in the packet. So I would anticipate the maker of the motion to potentially bring the information that you're asking for if it was going to be readily available. So PDAB wouldn't be responsible for that.
Okay, I think that we're now over here to Eric. Okay.
Well, hi, everybody. Eric Alcoholic.
Hi, Eric.
I'll speak in favor of this motion. To me, the conversation about whether we should have an archivist or a web servant already happened. The group conscience of the process of business meeting was to do it. To me, the second question is, should we fund these people? And how much is how much it's going to cost? So a flight from California to here was $300, hotel each night $400, three nights, $1,200 plus $300, $1,500. There's 900 people here, so $1.50 each. That's how much your registration would increase. But the more interesting part for me is why would I not want the archivist or the web servant here? To me, that's the equivalent of having a group treasurer who doesn't attend your group meeting, or a delegate who doesn't go to your area meetings. I think it's appropriate for an archivist be here and talk with us about what's in the PRASA archives history. There's a lot of good stuff out there. If you're really interested, there's a whole section on the website that talks about all the cool things that happened at PRASA in the 80s. Like when the stage collapsed while somebody was saying homophobic things, really cool story. So that's what archives is, a living history. It is not just something that happened with Bill and Bob and then it stopped. And if you want to learn more, and this is just a pitch since I have a bit of time, if you want to learn more about AA archives and how to participate in archives, the National AA Archives Workshop will be held in Tacoma, Washington.
Okay, you're getting a little off topic. Thank you. Over here.
My name is Sunshine L. I'm from Santa Rosa, California. And my home group is Up the Steps. I'm not a GSR right now. I'm a past GSR, long, long time ago. And maybe again, though. I not only would be in favor of supporting this position, but also in favor of reimbursing expenses for the current person who is serving. If we need to visit other servants that are not getting reimbursed for expenses that we ask them to serve for, then that's a different category, a different time, not this moment, but if we ask somebody to serve in this capacity and have expenditures, we should reimburse them just like we do our coffee makers.
Thank you. Okay.
Bridget, DCMC.
Get a little bit closer to the mic.
Bridget, DCMC, District 7, CNCA 06. I call the question.
So I'm going to allow, because we have plenty of time and need to have an informed group conscience, I'm going to allow the people that are at the mic to finish before we do that. Roxanne, and then over here.
Okay. Thanks, Kathy. Buenas. Buenas tardes, compañeros. Reina Alcohólica. Soy del área 03 de Arizona, Distrito 16, y soy el RCG de mi grupo base unidad ubicado en Glendale. ¿Saben? Cuando andaba borracha siempre me salía de los temas y del contexto, y hoy también lo voy a hacer. Ustedes están hablando de todo esto, pero yo desde ayer quiero hablar, ¿verdad? Desde ayer no he tenido la oportunidad de expresarles a todos ustedes los organizadores.
Interpretation?
Yeah, is there an interpreter? Thank you. Are you able to catch up? Did you get all that? Okay.
Comienza de nuevo despacio, por favor. Okay. Mi nombre es Marco, soy un alcohólico. ¿Y tu nombre?
Reina, soy alcohólica.
Reina, I'm an alcoholic.
Soy del área 03 de Arizona, el distrito
Arizona
16.
03 area.
Mi grupo base es Unidad.
My group of base es Mirar.
En Glendale, Arizona.
In Glendale, Arizona.
Tengo menos de 5 años.
I'm here by 5 years of sobriety.
Pero tengo compañeros, grandes servidores y compañeras, ¿verdad?
I have a lot of people who serve.
Que me están enseñando.
That are teaching me.
Yeah. La cosa es que decía cuando estaba borracha.
When I was drunk.
Siempre me salía del tema y de contexto.
I would always get out of my, you know what.
Y hoy estoy haciendo lo mismo.
And now I'm doing the same.
Sin tomar.
Without drinking.
Pero desde ayer.
But since yesterday.
Quería hablar.
I wanted to talk.
Gracias por estar aquí, ¿verdad?
Thank you for being here.
Nuestra comunidad hemos estado muy decepcionados.
Our Spanish-speaking community is decepcionated
because no nos sentimos incluidos ni parte de.
Because we don't feel we are included.
Esto de la traducción ayer fue pésimo.
The translation was real bad.
También en la junta de los RCGs
ya no hubo traducción. Same stuff.
He estado leyendo esto que nos lo dieron a última hora.
I've been reading what you guys gave me the last minute.
Me hubiera gustado que lo dieran con mucho tiempo, ¿verdad?
And they should have done it a long time ago.
Dice que el único objetivo que tenemos los alcohólicos anónimos es llevar el mensaje al alcohólico que aún está sufriendo.
Because the only purpose of AA is to take the message, carry the message to the alcoholic who still suffers.
Y yo ayer estaba sufriendo.
Yesterday I was suffering.
Pésimo. Porque
bad.
No entendía nada.
And I couldn't understand
no
nothing.
Entonces me gustaría decirle a los que organizan todo esto.
So I would like to let the organizers know.
Que las minorías en Alcohólicos Anónimos también contamos.
That minority counts too.
Por ahí hay una garantía, ¿verdad? Entonces, por favor, tómenos en cuenta.
Ahora ya somos. We can't understand you because you guys are talking at the same time. And I would like to ask, is this about the current motion that's on the floor?
¿Quiere saber la coordinadora que si esto es referente a la moción que se
no.
está tratando ahorita? No.
No.
Then we're in the middle of a motion, so.
Dice que está tratándose una moción y necesitamos estar enfocados en esa moción.
Sí, pero desde ayer he estado queriendo hablar.
Okay.
She y no ha habido posibilidad.
She just wanted to express herself, that's all.
Yeah.
Okay.
About the Latinos community, we need you guys pay more attention. And the system traductions and everything, because these things saved my life, and I wanna understand everything. Thank you, guys.
Okay, Roxanne.
Roxanne, alcoholic. Area 8 San Diego has their own archivist and their own IT committee. And as much as I would love to have Mitchell come and hang out with us, I think that if we sent other people to, I mean, we send these trusted servants to the archivist convention and the IT convention, we're training them to be the best they can be. And I think they might be affronted by not being able to serve at PROSA 2029 in San Diego. I want them to be my archivist and my, or not my, I'm sorry. I want them to be the San Diego PROSA archivist and IT people. And so I'm probably gonna vote against this motion. Just, that's all I have to say, thank you.
Thank you, Roxanne.
Elba alcohólica y voy a hablar en inglés.
Do we have hold on one second. Is there an interpreter?
I can talk in English. I'm going to talk Spanish and English so my people can understand what I'm talking about. Okay. Mi nombre es Elba. Soy alcohólica. My name is Elba and an alcoholic. And el problema es que estamos teniendo gente por ahí, si no entienden, estamos en la página 8 tratando nuevos negocios. Just in case you don't understand, in Spanish, on the paper is a number 8, not a number 7 like in English. It's under new business agenda, porque noté que nadie está entendiendo en español lo que está pasando. El tema que se está tratando, the topic that we are attending at this moment, es financiar los gastos de los servicios que se acaban de activar. It's to finance the service that we just activate. And it's acting right now. Y está activo ahora mismo. Y los servicios son, and the service are archivos de plaza, in Wet Plaza. And the service are Plaza Archive, Advisor and Plaza Wet Servant. Entonces, lo que están pidiendo ellos es saber si queremos financiar los gastos. So what they asking is if we can spend, can you help me? Can we help them to pay for the expenses? Ya sea para los que van a venir, porque está habiendo muchos gastos. So all the services that they're going to do for the incoming plaza. So eso es lo que están tratando. Y mi punto personal, and that's what is they talking about, my personal opinion is, es que nosotros tenemos que, yo creo que nosotros tenemos que ser responsables. That we have to be responsible for esos servicios, for those services, and we need, tenemos que subir lo que es la registración, that we have to increase the registration para poder pagar los gastos de estas personas, so we can pay for the expenses. Porque si no ayudamos a pagar esto, if we're not supporting these service volunteers, no van a poder participar en plaza, no van a, they're not going to be able to participate en plaza. Yo no tuve dinero para la registración de este evento. I didn't have the money for the registration of this event. Y tres personas de Hawaii voluntarios pagaron por mi registración. And three people volunteered to pay for my registration from here, from Hawaii. I aprecio demasiado, I appreciate a lot. Y eso es lo que está pasando.
Thank you.
Kathy?
Who's talking to me?
Marilyn.
Marilyn, is this speaking to the motion?
It speaks directly to the last comment that was made on this at the other mic.
Thanks. Thank you.
I think. No, alcoholic. I'd like to have clarification of the motion. I'm a little bit confused. Was the motion to have one specific set of archives go to each PRASA, or to say as needed, if needed, or?
No, this is the motion. Okay. The motion is to add to the PRASA guidelines under the advanced planning, the PRASA archives advisor and the PRASA web servant, and this is not the area ones that, from each PRASA, this is our PRASA archivist and web servant, should attend the assembly which shall pay their expenses in full, and under PRASA archives advisor and PRASA web servant, add attend PRASA each year and give a report to the assembly. So it is about our PRASA archivist and web servant that they be funded and give a report at each PRASA.
Just for the benefit of everyone here, and especially myself, does PRASA itself have its archives, its own archives?
PRASA, yes, has archives. All our minutes from our business meeting, etc. Okay, thank you.
Hi, my name is Teresa. I'm Area 69 Chair. And I want to speak to this motion. Apparently unrelated. We have heard 3-4 people complaining that interpretation to Spanish is not good, so many people are not understanding. We are not looking here at sign language interpretation. Maybe we don't have any need of that, but the Spanish community is large here, and we are not fully understanding everything that is happening. The other piece that we want to run, we want the webmaster, we want the archivist for PRASA to be here because we want to have our history recorded. There is a point in which I'm going to say it is your history, not our history. Because we don't even know what we are talking about because other needs are not being taken care of before, thinking about the webmaster and the archivist. So It's good that we need to cover for all the services because we are asking for that. We just heard Riley saying so. If you ask for that, you are going to pay for that. But it's not going to serve a community that is already here and that we need better interpretation. Not only here, we had the same in many other places, even where the Hispanic community is majority. How is it that we are going to bring all the AAs that they do exist to the general service of AA as a whole?
Thank you.
When?
Thank you.
Madam Chair, there was a call to question, and you said that you were going to listen to the people who are currently at the microphone before we moved on with that.
That's not really what I meant. I meant that we were going to hear discussion.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
I feel like at this point we've probably had enough discussion, but there are a lot of people at the mic. I do want to remind you to please stick to this motion. There are you can always submit other motions. You can speak tomorrow morning from the mic about concerns that you have or in the surveys. But right now we are on this motion, and my job as the chair is to help this body have order on that. So with that being said, Zoraida is up next.
Hi, Zoraida Alcoholic. I serve as contributions treasurer for Area 5. I don't know if you guys are in the house, but if you are, woohoo. I would like to speak in favor of this motion. I think it's really important that we fund our trusted servants to serve us in the capacity that we're asking them to. However, I would like to see maybe a cap on that request. So maybe, you know, a few thousand dollars, maybe $3,000, but not to just leave it open. So whatever, yes, for whatever that amount is, it covers a per diem, an estimated amount for hotel, flight, and registration. Thank you.
Thank you. Zoraida?
Kathy.
And then we'll come back here.
Thank you.
Okay, let me go here, then here, then here. Okay. Trying to have some more. I'm not a traffic cop.
Thank you, Kathy. Tom Alcoholic. I'm the alt DCM of the Online District 25 in Area 72, Western Washington. You know, I'm looking on page 13, 14. You know, concept 10, the responsibility must be matched by an equal, it needs to be well documented, blah, blah, blah. We all know what concept 10 is, I hope. They do a lot. And I think, you know, if something is, especially if something's going wrong, we would want to know about it. And they would need to come here in order to tell the body, that costs money. And besides, the seven tradition, I think the words are fully self-supporting. So, like, I don't know why this is a big deal. Reading their descriptions of what they're responsible for, I honestly believe it's important enough to fund. And I think we should be interested in making sure that this is running smoothly. And I think if they do have issues, they should have a chance to bring it to the body. So I think we should fund them. Thank you.
Thank you.
Link Schrader, I'm the currently the alternate treasurer for Area 8, and I also serve as the treasurer of International Lawyers in AA. And we move around kind of like PRASA does. And it's hard to keep track of archives when you don't have one person in charge of it. And at the same time, we're going to be in Tempe, Arizona next year. And it's hard to find out. We want the local people to be involved too. So I'm wondering if whoever wrote this motion might consider some sort of friendly amendment that would include both, that we fund the area archivist and the web servant, and they would support the local archivist and web servant, whoever that the local process elects to be it, and help that person give the report. The PRASA archivist and web servant could give a report if they wanted to, but the main thrust would be the continuity of these positions and supporting the local people.
I think, you know, they already support the local people, but I feel that that is too big of an amendment to this motion to change it at this point.
How about just supporting them and giving the report? Too much?
It already, yeah, it's changing the what this motion is. Thank you. Candace?
Hi, everybody. My name's Candace. I'm a very grateful alcoholic. Idaho Area 18, past Delegate Panel 72. And in reading the job descriptions of the PRASA Archives Advisor and the PRASA Web Servant, I'm not seeing anything in the job descriptions in our PRASA guidelines that describe jobs that need to absolutely be done in person. And so that's my interpretation of it. So I am against this motion. Thank you.
Thank you, Candace. And we have three more people at the mic.
My name is Caroline. I'm DCMC for District 2, Area 9. And I'm sorry, I'm really nervous coming up here, but I'm going to just say
Can you move a little
closer? Okay, I'm going to say it louder. This is a business meeting, and we want to have an informed group conscience. And we've had a couple people basically say they don't know what's going on. They don't understand what's going on. The pages aren't this. The translation isn't working. But we're asking them, no, you can't talk about that right now because we're talking about this. And they're trying to say if you want to have an informed group conscience, they need to be informed. And when the translation isn't happening, and I've watched it. I've watched it make some very severe, like, errors. And I can understand, but I know you were trying to say, and I respect that you're like, this doesn't have to do with what we're talking about. But what if the microphones don't work and the back of the room didn't hear the discussion? Would that be an informed conscience? I'm just asking us to think. It's not that they were complaining, it's just that this is happening now.
Thank you. And I want to just give a little bit of information. In the packets that are in English and Spanish, it gives a full job description of these positions. The motion itself is on the agenda that's also translated into Spanish. Just wanted for information in case you haven't accessed that. Okay, here. Oh, that's okay. I'm going to go in.
I'm Dan, I'm an alcoholic delegate from Area 92. She just said what I was going to say. I'm concerned about that we're trying to have a vote with some uninformed members in here, and I don't know what's appropriate to table or. Because I am in favor of this, but I'm worried about us taking a vote on this at this point. That's all.
Thank you.
Sheila, alcoholic, Area 8, District 16, DCM. I'm in favor, but I don't know per the previous person where you said it's adding too much, but would there be an option to opt out? So if you're a PRASA host area and you have what you need in terms of an archivist and a web servant, could you opt out? Is that something we could include?
No, this motion is to fully fund our web servant and archivist to all PRASAs.
Aloha, my name's Mary. I am the chair of Oahu Intergroup. I am in favor of this motion. I just wanted to add perspective with regards to people coming into the position. You know, we joke in Hawaii that it takes us 2 years to learn our jobs and then it's time to rotate out. I'm in full favor of having that historical significance present and center and able to tap into. I don't get my nightly news from a new newscaster or a new podcaster. I look to the historians to teach me what's happening and how it relates with current events. So thank you.
Thank you. And just a point of information, our current PRASA chair, Kunani, did tell me that there is live translation. There are earphones right now, so that there is live translation happening currently for this. So yes, I just wanted to let you know that. Who was next?
Jennifer.
Jennifer.
I'm not sure about that, but I'll take it. Jennifer, alcoholic.
Just going back with a point of information to a couple of things that have come up about the local archives committee versus the archives advisor. If you look on page, well, it's page 10 in the packet in English, and it's page 1 of your Pacific Region Alcoholics Anonymous Service Assembly guidelines. There's a section on that first page about the newly confirmed host area's assignment of archivist. Very clearly lays out what the host area's responsibilities are. And then a few pages later, page 13 in the packet, page 4 of the guidelines, you have the archives advisor position. So it's very clearly laid out what those two jobs are, how they work together. And I think if we wanted a motion to change how that works, that would be a totally new motion. Thank you.
Kathy, point of order. I think that hasn't been said. So obviously people are saying they can't participate. So I've been told that there are headsets that those who speak Spanish as their primary language can use. Does every Spanish-speaking member in the room know that they can get a headset if they don't have one? Todos los miembros que están aquí que hablan español, ¿saben que hay headsets que pueden recoger allá en las mesas aquí? ¿O allá? ¿Para usar? ¿Para traducción? Okay. We keep getting members up here saying, complaining about it. It just needs to be a point of order. We need to resolve it. If everybody can say with satisfaction that it's resolved, then we can continue. But we keep continuing to talk about business without resolving it.
Correct. Oops.
So in my area, what we would do is we would cease all discussion. We would fix what's wrong. Then we would continue discussion once everybody can participate. Yes?
So did everyone answer that they have headsets?
Yeah, so can we get a Spanish-speaking member up here? I speak 70% Spanish, but somebody at the microphone, para explicar a todos los hispanos that we have something for them to use to be able to participate.
Marco Alcohólico. Me acaba de decir el coordinador que los que necesiten aparatos para escuchar la reunión traducida al español, aquellos aparatos afuera pueden recogerlos.
Thank you. Thank you. Claudia.
Hi, Claudia, alcoholic. Really, that's what I was going to ask. If one of us could ask our members right here, who feels informed or who doesn't feel informed, please raise your hand so we get an idea. As Adrian had said, are we not informed enough to make a full decision?
Thank you.
I'm an alcoholic. My name is Sean. I would like to call the question.
Okay, thank you, Sean.
But we haven't.
Is there a second?
But we haven't finished discussion with everybody. We have not finished discussion with everybody that can participate and understand. So how can you call the question?
I'm pretty sure that we've established that there's headsets for everyone.
Okay.
Have they been using them?
Yes,
they said they've been using them.
Okay. People have come to me and said otherwise, so that's okay. Here's your guy.
¿Puedo hablar? Para ti, para ti. Quiero decir que
I'm Robert, I'm an alcoholic from Area 5, DCM of District 3. I second Sean's call to call the question.
Thank you.
Apenas nos dieron esto. Ven para que me traduzcas.
Hang on one second. Calling the question is not debatable, requires a two-thirds majority vote. So all those in favor of calling the question, please raise your hand. All those opposed? Okay, that does not pass. Continue discussion.
Sí, buenas tardes. Hay un malentendido. Esto apenas nos los dieron hoy, después de que nos quejamos.
She said there's a misunderstanding. They just give her the radio after she was complaining.
Pero ayer no tuvimos nada hasta las 10 de la noche que estuvimos en los meetings individuales. No teníamos traducción.
We didn't have anything, not even till 10:30 in the morning when we left.
Ni aparatos.
Not even the
Can you guys understand what he's saying? We can't hear you. Like, we can't understand. I want to make sure.
She said she didn't have translation yesterday. They just give her the radios today. Right now, she said. But I know, but the radio, pero los radios estaban disponibles desde la entrada en la mañana hora. Yeah. The radios were available from since this morning over there at the entrance.
Pero ayer no tuvimos.
But yesterday, they didn't have anything till they complained. Did she start complaining?
El bienestar es común.
The welfare is a common welfare. Like, you guys didn't know that they didn't have the radios.
They didn't have the radios yesterday, but they've had them all day today during this motion.
Hi, my name is Bernice, and I'm
this
alcoholic.
This is great. No, I'm just kidding. It's like we've had such smooth business meetings for a few years, so this will really help me want to rotate. Oh, I'm doing my best. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much for your service.
It's okay.
I appreciate you. My question is, when the trustee appoints the web and the archivist for PRASA, do they submit resumes? Do they know what they're getting into, or does she just go pick people?
Would you like to address that, Riley, since Riley was the current trustee who has done our appointments thus
far? I just
want
to know, do they know what they're getting into, right?
Does any of us know what we're getting into? Riley, Pacific Regional Trustee. We were all the test case on this when the positions were established. I picked the two beginning archivists and website advisors because I knew them and had worked with them for years and knew their abilities. And then when it came up, I appointed them for staggered positions. So when the first one came up for renewal, he had done a fine job, and his qualifications were the same. So I appointed him for a second term, and then the second one came up. This is the time where my appointees have use their terms, and we don't have a new trustee yet to do that job. So it's one of those things that can't be done until after it's ready to be done. Okay,
thank you, Riley. And these are new positions in the last few years. The archivist and the web servant actually served on the ad hoc committees and helped prepare their guidelines for their job description. Okay. And so when the job descriptions are available before they're elected.
Yeah, I saw that.
Or before they're appointed. Thank you.
Awesome, thank you.
Thank you.
I am Bill H., alcoholic from California Northern Coastal. I currently serve as the assistant coffee maker for the area committee meeting. Due to the confusion around who can understand what, especially with our Hispanic team members and what's been going on with the discussion, they either have radios or haven't had radios or haven't been able to follow the discussion to point, I'd like to move we table this motion until next PRASA where we can sort out the interpretation.
Olita Alcoholic, I'll second that motion.
Okay, so what was your first name?
Bill.
Bill, and who seconded?
Right here, Olita.
Okay, Reyna?
Olita.
Olina. Can you tell the secretary your name so that they
Olita,
can get...
Olita, O-L-E-T-A, Alt Delegate Area 92.
Okay, Olita. Thank you, Olita.
Thank you, Olita.
All right, on tabling a motion, it requires a majority vote and is not debatable. So all in favor of tabling this motion till the next process, please raise your hand. Keep it up for a second just so I can get an eyeball. Otherwise, we'll need to count. Okay, all those opposed? That motion passes. So we are done with that motion. We'll finish that motion. Okay, thank you. Does everyone understand that motion was tabled until the next PRASA where you will return to discussion? Okay, we still have some business to do, so please keep it down. I see that. What is this?
Motion, new business.
Okay. Okay. There's someone in the mic.
Hey, everybody.
Please be quiet. Thank you.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, good, because I want you to hear me. Okay. But I can yell. All right, so listen, in 2025...
What's your name?
I was going to get to that.
Oh, sorry.
My name is Joe. I am the current DCM for District 25, online only, for Area 72. In 2025, DCM Frank M. from 25, Area 72, made the motion to achieve the greatest accessibility. It is recommended that PRASA assemblies provide a virtual component option. That motion was tabled. I am now making the motion to untable it, and I'm willing to provide history on the motion if necessary.
You can't speak to it at this point with your motion. I would like to say why this one is a little different than the one we just did. Last year when this motion was tabled, it was not tabled to a certain date, and if you don't table it to a certain date, then there has to be a motion to untable. So is there a second?
There is a second. My name is Aaron, and I am a GSR in District 25.
Aaron seconds. Okay. Hang on one second. I am not sure. It's interesting. We don't really have a format in this, but I think it would be the same as tabling, a simple majority, no discussion. So all in favor of untabling this motion, I'm going to read it to you before you vote. To achieve the greatest accessibility, it is recommended that process assemblies provide a virtual component option. And I also just want to say two things. One is this business meeting ends at 4:15. Just to kind of let everyone know, and that's the only thing I'm going to say about this, actually. I was going to say something else, but I'm not going to. I chewed my words before I spit them out. Okay. All right. So all in favor of untabling this motion?
Untabled.
All right. All opposed? Motion is untabled. Okay, so now let me give you a little history on what happened with this. The motion, we talked about it at last year's PRASA. The motion failed. After hearing a minority opinion, a motion to reconsider was made, which passed. And prior, we were running out of time. Prior to any discussion, there was a motion to table. So we are, at this point, it's reopened, but where we are at is that there was a minority opinion. It originally failed. There was minority opinions given. A motion to reconsider passed. And now we're reopened for discussion. Okay? That's where we're at. Okay. So let's start over here.
Link Schrader, Area 8. As Adrian, our delegate, mentioned how important it is for everyone to understand in Spanish that are Spanish speakers, for the people that put on the translations here, thank you. This is really nice. I've never seen this before. We have frequently problems in Area 8 with people that speak Spanish saying that they don't like the interpreters. And that's the same thing I heard here today. If you don't like the interpreters, get involved in selecting the interpreters.
Is this about the motion?
It is, because okay. How can we talk about this motion when people just said you couldn't understand the last motion? If we were going to require the interpretation meet a standard and we've already decided we haven't met it here, how can we do any other business?
Thank you.
Touché.
Yes. It's your turn.
I don't know if I should go on.
I think we have established that everyone has headphones and they've had them today. So we should be getting, we should all be, have access to the same information. We all have the background, the guidelines, and interpretation of the same information. So I'd like to go to this mic.
All right. Can you hear me? Doesn't sound like it.
Oh, there we go. There I am. I found me. Okay. So listen, you guys, throughout all of the panels, and I listened to all of them. I don't know if you guys did, but I did. And the majority of people were speaking on the fact that the digital component provides an answer to an accessibility problem. Think how many people would have liked to have come here today to participate in these very important panels and to hear these discussions and to talk about the issues at hand, but could not because it's pretty costly to come to Hawaii and to stay in Hawaii, to eat in Hawaii, and to do anything else in Hawaii. Okay? Small districts, small meetings cannot afford to send their people. But that, and so their voices are not heard. That means the elitists in the crowd are the ones making the decisions, because we could afford to come here. Our groups could send us. Our districts could send us. And some of us had enough money in our personal coffers to bring ourselves here. But we must think about the people who want to be of service but cannot because of finances. The digital option provides that opportunity.
Thank you. Tom, let's just go in a circle since we have so many people at the mics.
My name is Tom. I'm an alcoholic.
Hi, Tom.
I can appreciate some of the comments that have already been made, and hopefully the Spanish-speaking community are fully capable of understanding what this motion is about. But one thing that I don't remember that our next PRASA had yet been announced that it was going to be hybrid last year. You know, and if it was, I don't remember that. But so now we have kind of have an advantage for two reasons. One, obviously, each PRASA is autonomous, and if they want to move forward in that direction, that's cool. But we also have the option now of seeing what happens there. You know, so I know that many who may be against this are looking at meeting bed counts, meal counts, those things that are required in order to function. And make this cost-effective, we will have that advantage after 1 year. We'll be able to see the experience of another area and what that looks like. So I would be in favor of postponing this temporarily. Thanks.
My name is Holly. I'm an alcoholic.
Hey, Holly.
I currently serve the California Northern Interior Area as the alternate delegate. And first and foremost, I would just like to say that I hope that if anybody cannot understand the interpretation, that those members would come to the mic and say so. So hopefully that is clear. I voted against untabling this because I feel, and I shared this with my area before coming here, right? This was discussed at a remote community in Area 2 last year, and it's being discussed again at a remote community this year. And as has already been said, there are a lot of people who are unable to be here. And I voted against untabling it because I think it's more important to discuss this at a process that will be hybrid, where the people who cannot attend in person for various reasons are there and able to participate in that discussion. So I'm hoping that somebody would make a motion to table this to the next process in 2027.
Hi, my name is Susie, and I'm an alcoholic. I'm from Area 6. And I was here at PRASA last year when we talked about this, and when it started out, I didn't understand what everyone was talking about, and I had to listen to everyone talk before I understood. And I was one of those people that changed my mind when I heard the minority. But when we were talking about the first topic of today, I didn't know what people were talking about. Again, what we started with, until I sat and listened to everyone and what they had to say about it, and the questions I had were answered. So sometimes it just takes a little patience and sitting here and just listening. And if you have a question, then get up and ask the question. And already while I was standing here, and I'm remembering this and what people are saying, and I really appreciate all the good questions. Thank you.
Thank you. Over here to my left.
My name is Lou, and I'm an alcoholic.
Hi, Lou.
And I was the tech chair for the 2021 PRASA, which was the first virtual PRASA. And we had to hire Tech 12, and I think it cost us $12,000. Now, that might be different than doing hybrid. I don't know, but I just wanted to put that out there.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Bill from California Northern Coastal, the assistant coffee maker. While I like the intent of the motion, I think it's a great intent, we should do that. I think this motion is too vague and not doesn't have any definable, hey, what does that really mean? So I'm not in favor of this motion. I think we need to craft a better motion that better describes what we would like PRASA to do. And I think some of that would come out of how we see Seattle handle the hybrid function next year, which would be a great thing to look at. So.
Thank you.
My name is Rhonda. I'm an alcoholic, past delegate, Area 42. And I had one request when I came here, and that was go to the microphone and ask them if they will go virtual. That was the only thing anybody asked me to come to the mic and say here. So I'm for it. In Area 42, we have reduced our budget. We have less money than we used to. And so a lot of our GSRs, DCMs, even our standing committee chairs and area officers were not able to attend, who would have loved to come if it was virtual. So I agree that it kind of feels like if you have money, you can go to PRASA, and if you don't, you can't. That's all. Thanks.
Thank you, Rhonda. Over here.
Hello, everyone. My name is Ramiro. I'm an alcoholic. I'm the Spanish coordinator for Area 03, Arizona. And first of all, I would like to ask my people, the Spanish-speaking people, if they are comfortable with the topic right now, if they understand everything. Can I ask them? Okay. Bueno, compañeros hispanos, solamente quiero estar seguro que todos están entendiendo del punto de lo que se trata, de lo que se trata este punto, perdón. ¿Sí estamos de acuerdo? ¿Estamos bien?
Sí.
Okay. Well, we just heard about the the presentations talking about the importance to include the people that has barriers to come to our events or to get closer to AA, even to the groups. So I think this is a very, very great event, and it's very important to figure that out. One thing that I have to tell you is that in Area 03, we used to have hybrid assemblies, and they were so expensive, and the attendance wasn't good enough, you know, to support that expense. So we decided to take them off and get back to the presence assemblies. But in this case, I think it's a good idea, a great idea, to see how Seattle does in the hybrid, to see what the attendance is, and if it's worth to spend the kind of money that it would cost to go hybrid. Thank you.
Thank you. Brian?
Hi, Brian Alcoholic. May I ask a question about procedure first?
About what?
Procedure.
Yes.
Yeah. When it says a motion to table is not debatable, does that mean if I were to motion, I shouldn't preface it with anything?
No, it means that there's no discussion after, we don't debate it afterwards.
Okay, but I can state the reasons why I think we should table if I were.
If it says without comment.
It's, yeah, without comment.
Without
comment.
Well, okay, I'll just like the motion to table then.
You'd like to make a motion to table, Brian? Okay, thank you. Is there a second?
Second.
You have to go to the mic, please.
Do they have to wait their turn?
I'll be the first, normal colleague second.
Thank you. And all in favor of tabling this motion with no date?
May I amend my motion? I'd like to move to table it to the next PRASA business meeting for 2027.
Thank you. Is so the person
Norvell, motion to second the amended motion.
Thank you. All in favor of tabling this till PRASA 2027? All opposed? Well, Riley, you are going to have your hands full. That motion passes. So discussion is done on that motion. That motion is tabled till 2027. At this point, I would like to ask Mike F. from Area 69, Utah, to let us know if Utah accepts or passes on their rotation to host 2030.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Mike F., Area 69, Panel 75, Utah. I'm their current delegate. Aloha.
Aloha.
Area 69 would be humble and grateful and excited to accept PRASA 2030.
Yeah. Okay, and then I would like to invite next year's chair for PRASA 2027, Area 72, Western Washington, to come to the mic and just give us a little update. Is Crystal here? Okay. I think.
I'm the old chair.
Okay. Eddie's going to talk to us.
Hi, everybody. Eddie Alcoholic. I'm the alternate chair for PRASA. There she is. If she runs up fast enough, she can take over for me. Just do it from one of the floor mics, Crystal. All right. There we go.
I'm sorry, this is not supposed to be happening till tomorrow morning during the close, so I'm
Am I giving my report for that then? I'm sorry.
No. Can you just give us a little enthusiasm?
Oh, okay. I got that all day. Okay. Yes, come to Seattle in 2027. Western Washington Area 72 is excited to host you in beautiful downtown Seattle at the Westin, where it will not cost you, you won't have to sell your kidney for a room night. You're welcome. It's under $200 a night for to stay in downtown Seattle. If you're traveling, I'm sure most of you guys have come out and gotten a button. No one's gotten a button, please come out and get one. And we have little postcards that tell you, give you an approximation of, for registration fees, what meals are going to be provided. I wasn't able to lock in the meal prices quite yet for you. I'm still negotiating some stuff. Our goal is to have registration live in October, November, so definitely by the regional forum. Registration will be live, and you can plan all that stuff with your area. If you're flying in, we have Link Light Rail. You can take it right from the airport. Hopefully, we'll have volunteers there to greet you. We're going to work it out with SeaTac to show you how to use light rail, similar to what San Francisco did with the BART, which was really awesome and helpful, and volunteers in our Purple Vest to bring you over to the hotel. I'm going to do a lot of rain dances to make sure the weather's really good for you guys when you come. So I have like a whole year to like really talk to the weather gods. But it is Seattle, so you might have the most beautiful spring day ever with daffodils, or you might have rain or sleet or snow. So we'll have you, check out the weather before you come. Pack accordingly. So we're excited. I'm gonna talk to you guys a little bit more tomorrow, but. Thank you so much. Come to Seattle next year.
Curtis Huck.
Am I on?
Curtis Huck, turn on. Curtis Alcock, am I on? Come on. Curtis Alcock.
Okay, thank you. So I will entertain a motion to close.
Curtis Alcock, motion to close.
Thank you. And a second?
John Alcoholic, second.
All right. All those in favor? All right.
Can wait, we have announcements?
Yeah.
I'm over here on the floor because I can't get up there that quickly. I'm old.
Yes, please.
Okay, Kunane Alcoholic. Okay, really quick. So first, I really do want to apologize for some of the challenges we've been experienced with the translation as we try to pivot to resolve them really quickly as possible and smoothly. So tonight's dinner. So here's the deal. We have an amazing speaker for the big meeting. We have dinner at 7 o'clock. If you look at your ticket, it says dinner starts at 5:30. Don't pay attention. 6:45. In the same place dinner was last night, or the ballroom right next door. Come down at 6:45, get in line. Dinner's at 7. We'll move you folks over here before the meeting starts. And everybody have a nice break. Enjoy the round table. And thank you for the discussion.